Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. Is there any reason for teenagers or kids to be on social media? Is there any reason whatsoever for them to be on it? Is it necessary? Does it do them any good? Is there anything positive in social media? Why are we allowing it to happen? We don't let children look at porn magazines. Well, at least we're not supposed to. Let them look at porn magazines because they're over 18s. We don't let them smoke. It's over 18s. We don't let them drink. It's over 18s. We don't let them drive a car. It's over 17s. We don't let them do all of those things because we don't believe they're mature enough. But yet, we hand them a smartphone worth 1,200 quid with instant access to the world and everybody in it. And we allow them to use it to its full capabilities at 13 years of age or younger in a lot of cases. I blame parents for that, but I also blame the pressure from these social media giants and these mega companies who are making a huge amount of money from advertising and directing ads towards children and young people. So if I was to say to you, we could put an age restriction, which they could if they really wanted to, of 18 on social media platforms, would you agree with it? Do you think it's a good thing to do? Or do you think, well, no, Niall, I don't think so. Because this is the world we live in now. Kids do have social media. It does have positive aspects. And let me give you some of those so that people will claim that they have groups, that they can meet more people, that they can share their lives with others, that they become part of a community more so than we ever did because, you know, they can all get instant contact with each other. So is that important? They can express their views, something that we didn't really get to do, apart from shouting in the middle of the street. So they can now express their views on social media at a very young age. So they're the what they would call the positive things. The negative things, of course, are these TikTok challenges and the inappropriate videos they might see and the bullying and everything that goes along with it. The body image problems. So do you think, on balance, we should ban social media for children or people under the age of 18? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Now, hopefully I have the calls back. Kevin, hi.
Good evening there, Noel. How you doing?
Good, Kevin. Sorry, I was a bit worried there for a second. All of a sudden, I could hear nobody for some strange bloody reason, but however, it's fixed.
Ah, sure, for your sins you got me, aren't you lucky?
Yeah, well, maybe now. Well, that could be luck or it could be...
We'll see. Let's see what happens.
Kevin, I mean, if it was, I was going to say if it was possible, it is possible because banking apps do it all the time. They ask for identification, a passport, and they verify it with facial recognition, and they verify your passport. Revolut do it, for example. So the idea that a social media company would say, "Well, we can't monitor this, their age," is bullshit. They can. So,
of course they can.
So should we do it? Should we force them into doing it?
See, here's the thing. What teenager do you know that can afford a phone or even a second-hand phone to top it up, etc., bill pay? None. Right? Unless they're from, like, you know what I mean?
Yep. It's so mom and dad are doing it for them. Yeah.
Mom and dad know full well that, okay, they're on things like Facebook or whatever it may be, and they're not 18.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So It's not the child's fault. Like you give a gun, whether it's loaded or not, to a child, they're going to shoot the gun, and just see, they're going to push it and see what happens, right? Regardless of if they know it's loaded or not. But then again, who hands them the gun?
The parents, of course.
Yeah. So it's down to parenting. Now I know it's an old cliche, and I hate the fact I'm having to say it, but we do know there are 8, 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds with these phones. There you go. And off you go. And be careful now. And that's the extent of the regulations that go along with that phone. To hand it to a child. And what do they do? Porn. It's one of the first things, especially lads, go searching for. Then they associate what they see on the internet, on social media or whatever, with actual sex.
Real life, yeah.
Yeah. And that's why you get all these, like I've heard, and I hope this is a lie that I've heard, of a certain section of, there are teenagers out there recording their first sexual experience.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Right? And I heard that about a year ago, that there's these, it's been reported. Now, I don't know where it was. It could have been America. But anyway, But that's, you know, they believe what they see as, you know, but like, is it in an oil deal world, we'd all wait till we're 18 to do everything. But
I do feel sorry for parents. But Kevin, I feel sorry for parents because it's part of the world we live in now. And if you don't let your 14-year-old, you know, have, you know, WhatsApp, TikTok, Snapchat, all these other things, they feel left out of the group.
I'm bang in the middle of it, Noel.
What?
No, I swear to God, I was dropping my daughters off. I was literally getting in the car to put them on, to drop them home. And your colleague rang me, and the two of them were sat. And I told them, he'll tell you, they're both sat there beside me, one in the back, one beside me, on their phones.
Hmm.
So I'm slap. They're hitting 15, but that's about that.
I'm going to put a thing out. I think all parents should ban their kids from using the phones in the car while they're with you.
They're only up the road. Like, it was a short journey.
I think because it's just irritating. I think we should just ban them from doing it. But okay. But do you think that governments of the world? And I'm a great advocate of free speech, but I'm also an advocate of protecting children. So do you think we should ban children, when I say children, people under 18, from using social media? Should we insist that social media companies ask for passport or driver's license?
Look, yes, in an ideal world, but they can always get around it. There's always a back door to everything. And it's either the only, look, and I know it's unrealistic, the only way to do is close it down.
Well, no, I don't think we should ever close it down because I think free speech is important.
Exactly.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Philip. I have to go to Eric as well. Philip, hi, how are you?
Very good. Good evening.
Philip, whatever about banning it, I don't know the technicalities involved, but I know we can certainly make it more difficult. Should we consider it even?
No, we should not, because it has been part of our life for quite a while now.
Yeah.
And We should not restrict it.
Just because it's been part of their life.
It's part of our life, you know, the whole internet thing.
I don't want to ban adults from it. I'm not banning any. I'm not saying we should ban these companies from existing. But do we have a duty to children to protect them?
We do as parents, yeah. And I think more important for me is not to ban it, more to restrict it and educate parents and the children. But the parents come first, obviously.
But we do bring in legislation to protect children all the time. We ban the sale of cigarettes to children. We ban the sale of alcohol to children. We ban things that are dangerous from children. We don't leave it up to parents not to buy the cigarettes. Do you understand what I'm saying? So things that we consider to be dangerous, we ban children from using them. We don't ban adults. We let them make their own decisions.
But who are the people who buying them smartphones? Their parents, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So
social pressure is causing that to happen.
That's the thing.
And parents, you know, that.
Sorry, Kevin?
Parents. Well, okay. If you've got two friends, right, close friends, and one of the friends buys their child a phone, okay? The mother who hasn't got a phone for their child is going to feel, oh, well, she needs to buy one. So parents are, like, a lot of pressure on each other to do it. Even though the second parent doesn't want to do it, feels, well, now I have to because you've done it. Now my child's going to feel left out. So I have to go and buy a phone, even though I don't want it.
Whereas if we brought in a law tomorrow, for example, saying, as and from now on, social media is banned for children under the age of 18, parents wouldn't be under that same pressure because they could just say to their kids, I'm sorry, it's illegal. I can't, just like I can't buy you cigarettes, just like I can't buy you alcohol.
Yeah, look, I think, in fairness, I think 18 is a bit too far.
16?
Maybe 14, 15. Awesome. I think that, well, they're hitting, once they hit the teenagers.
They're stupid at 15.
Really, look, once they're in the 14, 15 year bracket, I'd say, they're in that tunnel of teenagerism.
Okay, well, let me retract that. They're not stupid, but they're not mature at 15.
No, they're not, but they're a lot more mature than they are at 11, 12, where they're easily gullible, easily more able to be manipulated by adults, where they don't really, 14-year-olds more clued in or 15-year-olds than an 11, 12-year-old. Because they are. But, like, I'm not saying give them full free range of everything, but they can be entered into a little bit more than they would be at 18. Do you know what I mean?
Like, okay, well, hang on. Let me just bring Eric in here as well. Eric, hi. How are you?
Hi, Liam, Paul. How are you?
Good. Eric, look, I know this is a bit pie in the sky, but, okay, Kevin is saying maybe a bit younger than 18. I don't know. But should we bring in an age restriction on social media?
Yeah, 100%. No, I don't mean to be rude here and say this on air, but parents are shite nowadays.
They really are,
simple
aren't they?
That.
Yeah.
I mean, a majority of them are just, they're an absolute disgrace themselves. My kid wants that, my kid wants blah, 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 blah. You know, I feel sorry there for Kevin there. He just said a story there about how he's dropped his daughter to the road and Bolton on their phone. I mean, teenagers are addicted to their phones now. They're absolutely addicted. Most adults are now as well. You go on public transport, they're addicted to the phone. Teenagers, I'm not a teenager. It's a different type of generation altogether. It's heartbreaking to see what happened to the 14-year-old up north only a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Over being TikTok trend. Like, I don't see anything. There's more cons than pros for social media. Like, the harassment and bullying, as you just said 10 minutes ago, that doesn't stop when the skill bell, you know, the final skill bell is done. That continues at home. Videos going up online and stuff like that. You know, and it all originates from the parents. Parents buying them these phones on that. Parents are just dirt nowadays. They should be ashamed of themselves and how they're conducting themselves as parents.
And you're right. You know what? I'm going to agree completely. I tried at the start of the topic to give it a bit of balance, right? You know, to look at the positive aspects of social media. I kind of made those up because I had a feeling that was the kind of things people were going to say to me. But I don't see anything positive in social media for children. Nothing.
No, even myself, like, there's nothing positive for it. Now, to be fair, I'm contradicting myself here because I just got in contact with your colleagues over social media.
No, I understand that. And by the way, I can't deny that that's something positive for me because I work in media and it's good for publicising my podcast during the day, my radio show. So we use it, you know, for the benefit of the show. But I can tell you now, and I promise you this, if I didn't work in media, I would never go onto social media. I would have no interest in it.
I'm not saying myself, like, I'm 30.
I'm using social media to remain popular, to get listeners. Oh, that's what I use it for, that purpose. That's what I'm using
And it benefits you. But I remember, you know, 10, 15 years ago, being on Bebo and all that. And even back then, just being the pressure of, like, you have to have this many friends and all this crap. Even now, you know, I was 16-year-old cousin, and obviously there's a bit of an age gap, but the only way I was able to talk to him a few weeks ago to actually get him to look up for once, I said to him, did you see that video of your one in Stephen's Green asking for the bag and she ends up falling when she's dropping the can? And then within 2 or 3 seconds, he had the video up showing me. I'm just like, how the hell are you eligible to come at me and you know, have a conversation with me when it just revolves around your phone all the time? And he's on his phone constantly, like, at this and at that. You can't even talk to him. You can't talk to most of these teenagers nowadays because it originates to the parents. And for any parents out there, majority of them, they're not little angels. Your teenagers aren't little angels. They're not this, they're not that. They're looking up all sorts on them phones, regardless. And it just gets worse and worse. If you've a young son, he's looking up porn. Deal with it. There's nothing else you can do about it.
Kevin, hang on. Kevin, how old are your daughters?
They're shy of 15. Right. But, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, they're just shy of 15. But that said, I've been in restaurants and I've had an argument. Don't have your phones on the table when the food arrives. But I remember my mother, don't turn that TV on while we're having dinner. So it's just a generational thing in relation to that.
It's a bit different, isn't it? My dad turned off the TV as well. That was the kind of thing. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and to be a huff, but it's.
But here's the difference. When my dad turned off the TV, we didn't complain. We just accepted it. That was the rule. Nowadays, you tell a teenager to put their phone down, it's like their life is over.
Look, I'm not gonna lie to you about this. I told you about the holiday I was just on, and if the arguments were just get them out of the room to get them off their phones. And as I said to you, right, if this was what you want to do with your holiday, then so be it. We'll be at the top. Now, eventually they would follow, but it does.
But do you agree with what Eric is saying? Because he's kind of having a go at you too. And you know,
I mean,
by the way, you're not on your own here, Kevin. We're shit parents.
And this is, again, it's obviously, one of my daughters turning me around the other day with an algebra exam. She's got 100%. That's no word of a lie. I'm waiting to photocopy it, okay? But, so how can I deny her the... That's a separate issue. But no, but as long as it's not affecting our studies, it's not affecting our...
Hold on. If she was getting an A in algebra, would you go out and get her a porn movie? Would you go out and buy her alcohol? Would you go out and buy her a packet of cigarettes?
No.
Because they're all over 18. Because they're things for adults. I firmly believe social media is not for children. It should have never been designed for children. Actually, it wasn't. Facebook was designed for students at a college. It was meant to keep, originally for campus, college students at a campus to keep in touch with each other. That's what it was meant to be for. Yeah, and then it expanded from there.
And ecstasy was meant as a dieting pill, right? Let's be honest. It all, right, great things lead to disasters. But this is what I'm saying.
What did you say? Ecstasy was meant as a what pill?
It was created as a diet pill. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Swear to God.
Well, I know Viagra was originally developed to regulate blood pressure. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. But yeah, no, ecstasy was originally meant to be a diet pill.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I mean, look at what happened. But that said, what I'm saying, there are corners of the social media that no child should be allowed near. That's what I'm saying. You give the load of gun to a child, they're going to shoot it. Right? But yeah, I am a responsible parent, and even herself is a responsible parent, and together we do keep an eye on it, and as best we can, right? But so there's where the parenting comes in respect of that.
But I've seen the stuff on social media myself. You have too. I'm sure we've all been on social media. The stuff on that Quentin Tarantino would be proud of, you know. And when I was a kid, when I was younger, there was no way under the age of 18 you were allowed to go to an 18s movie. It wouldn't happen. You know, your dad, ma would make sure it didn't happen. Even when I was young, I remember 15 years of age. You guys won't remember because you're too young. The Sweeney was on the television. Do you remember the Sweeney? No.
Yeah, I do. I remember the Sweeney. The Ford. What was it? Ford.
Escort, wasn't it? Escort.
Red Escort, yeah.
Yeah. And it was the first television show, cop show, on ITV that had bad language.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we weren't allowed to watch it because it's bad language. I was 15, and I wasn't allowed to watch it because there was bad language in it. Sorry, Eric.
you turned out all right even after watching it. You know what I mean? But I almost cut across you there. But that's a very good point you made. You were 15 at the time the show came out. Yada yada blah blah blah. But now a 15-year-old Niall, when I was 15, you know, 15 years ago or so, even before that, I remember being able to go upstairs to my room, up to my parents' room when they were downstairs watching The Late Late or whatever the case may be. I was able to go on Comedy Central and watch American Pie when it was on and stuff like that. What you're saying there to me, I know it's completely different, but you weren't allowed watching. That was it. That was fine.
Yeah,
I wasn't allowed to watch it, but I was able to see it myself. I wasn't allowed to watch, you know, horror movies and all that. But I was still eligible to watch it. And yeah, as a parent now, I'm afraid I'll reiterate my exact same point. You can say to your child, you can't watch this, you can't watch that. You know, no child even watches television nowadays. They watch it all on their phone.
How old are your kids, Eric?
Oh, jeez, I don't have any.
Oh, you don't have any kids. All right, okay.
I see it in my cousins. I see it in my own friends who have young babies now, or young children, I should say. You know, a very good cousin of mine, his 4-year-old is able to unlock the tablet. He's able to put in the tablet and go onto YouTube.
That's beyond the
pale. It's messed up. I was actually out in the shop there the weekend. We was having a car out, and there was a baby a 2-year-old in a buggy. And they had a phone, and I watched them swiping the phone.
I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it, and there you go. That's the problem. That is a problem. When you start them at that age, no offense to your nephews or whatever, but that's the parenting that you need to address this to. Who should be listening to this.
But you need to address them, but you also need to address the parents that are giving smartphones to 9 and 10-year-olds, or even to 12 and 13-year-olds, because I don't believe they can handle it.
Yeah, but if you give an unrestricted phone to a child. Sorry, go on, work away.
Sorry, Kevin. No, it's literally going to say the same thing as I said. Parents are just shite nowadays. It's as simple as that. There's just a laziness. You've all these younger teenagers now saying they have fucking they have anxiety, depression, all this carry on. Why do you have that? Because they're looking at these screens all day and they're seeing these bleeding sob stories online and they're getting all these ideas into their head and they can't have a conversation with a relative because they're so addicted. They've no, you know, they can't build up communication. They can't build up communication skills because they're on their phone, they're on their tablet, whatever the case may be.
Okay, well, hang on. Do me a favor just for a second, both of you, Kevin and Eric, because I want to go to Eddie as well before the news. Eddie, hi, how are you?
Even though you're well.
Good, Eddie. Now, Eddie, do I remember rightly that you were telling me a good while ago, maybe it wasn't you, that he brought two kids away to Northern Ireland?
I did indeed. I was just going to reiterate that story.
Tell the story again.
I brought my 14 and 15-year-old nephews away up to Northern Ireland. Adventure trip, Joints Causeway, Carrickaraid, Rope Bridge, Ballantoy Harbour. I thought these lads are going to love it. They're actually going to have a scream. I had to cross the border and come back south because they couldn't cope because they couldn't get internet, because couldn't get Wi-Fi over the border, right? My absolute meltdown. Had to go back over the border. The worst holiday ever. About 6 weeks after that, I took their two sisters, 7 and 9, who don't have phones yet, on the exact same trip, and they had a trip of a lifetime. They had a ball. They just found it such an adventure. The longer you can keep a phone out of a kid's hand, the better the childhood would be.
Yeah. You know, the better the childhood would be. Right. Yeah, totally agree with you.
Okay, well, then getting back to the original question, Eddie, should we ban kids from social media under the age of, say, 18?
We should, probably about 16. But the reason why it won't happen is these social media joints would lose billions of followers. And it would just, it's a money thing. It will never happen. They won't allow it happen. The infrastructure is there. You could have to put in your passport number to prove who you are. And it goes, yeah, he's genuinely born on such a day.
Well, you don't, I mean, you don't even have to put in your passport number. But I mean, as I said earlier on, when I signed up to Revolut, I'm sure some of you might have Revolut. When I signed up to Revolut, it asks you to scan your passport or your driver's license. And it takes about 5 hours to verify.
All my nephews are on Facebook years. And they're only 20, 15, 16 now. Mm-hmm. You go on, you log on, you just make up a blank date of birth, and it just accepts you willy-nilly.
Yeah.
And I see it, and like that chap said, I see it in my own nephews and nieces. They don't know how to communicate. They don't know how to socialise. They don't know how to talk. They all sit around the shop, tuddling around on their phone, texting each other. He's 2 feet away from me. Just open your mouth and speak to him. It's just so annoying. And they don't play sport. I see they don't play sport anymore, and they're just coming lazy slobs sitting in their bedrooms. And no, I think the longer you can keep them off it, the better. And I see it with my own nephews. They go from Facebook to TikTok to Snapchat to WhatsApp to Instagram, just consuming all this absolute rubbish. Yeah. And it's just wrong.
And even like you'll bring them, as you rightly said, you'll bring them to the most exotic places of the world on holidays. And they're missing the world around them because they're not looking out the window of the car when you're done those drives. They're looking on their phones.
Well, Noel, I told you a couple of weeks ago, my nephew, I said, so tomorrow we go to the beach. It's supposed to be a cracking day, right? Now I work nights, right? So I'm working nights here at the airport. And I went on the WhatsApp and it said, last active at 4:30 a.m. And jeez. I thought, I told him I'm going to pick him up at 10 in the morning. There's not a hope he's going to be awake. I rang him at 10 in the morning, no answer. Text him, no answer. He rises from his pit about 2 in the afternoon and he texts me, are we going to the beach? I said, you've lost out, pal. I told you to go to bed, but you stayed up for hours, living your life through the lens. If that was me, I would have been bloody straight to bed, so excited because I'm going on a day out next day with my uncle. That's the childhood I would have had. But I'm missing out on all this because he thinks he's missing out on something by not staying up all night checking all these apps. It's a really, really sad choice.
And that's what it is for them. It's a fear of missing out, these kids. Because they've become so used to it, they fear if they're not part of the gang, if they're not on, you know, social media, if they don't see that video of somebody falling or whatever it is, or that horrific accident, they won't be able to talk about it to their friends. You know,
the worst part about it, a very good friend was telling me a story. That his grandfather that passed away a number of years ago, and that he used to go spend a lot of time with him, but he actually confessed to me that there'd be a lot of times when he'd be with him and he'd be on his phone and stuff like that. And it's just when you're just talking like that, I mean, a moment like that, like, we're all on borrowed time and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Like, especially when it comes to different generations. But for something like that, you know, to go up north to a trip like that, and, you know, for the older ones to not appreciate it from the Wi-Fi and the younger ones.
Well, not only not appreciate it, it demands he brought them back over the border so they can get onto their phones again. It's like a drug.
Yeah. You know, it's not, it's hard to, like, when you really think about it, you know, the next generation that are coming up, it's just going to get worse and worse. And I can guarantee you, it's going to come to a stage where, you know, like, sign language, that'll be just be a thing of the past, because everyone just be reading texting on their phones and stuff like that. That's how they're going to communicate. This is going to get worse and worse and worse.
Here's the thing. We're all saying this now, and somebody in 70 years' time will have a recording of this show, and you know what they'll be saying? Where's this the weirdest thing in the world? They knew this was wrong. Listen to them all talking about it. They knew this was wrong, but they still continue to allow it to happen.
Two people who don't let their children near social media? The guy who owns
Facebook.
Bill Gates. Bill Gates does not allow his children near social
and
media.
And it was Mark Zuckerberg doesn't allow his kids on social media.
But I think the guy who owned it, Apple, what was his name? He's Jobs.
Steve Jobs, yeah.
I don't think he allowed his children near social media, but definitely Bill Gates refuses his children.
But here's the thing. I was only talking to Will Geddes, who's an expert in cybersecurity there about 2 weeks ago. And I said to him, you know this whole thing about your phone listening to you and Alexa and all that kind of... Oh, gee, I shouldn't have said that. There's an Alexa downstairs in the studio here. It'll suddenly just go off now. Anyway, everyone's Alexa around the country went, hello? Anyway, I said, are they listening to you? Are they actually listening to you? And he said, I'll give you the answer very quickly, he said, to that one. He said, I don't own one. So, right. And he said, and the answer is, yes, they are listening. They're listening all the time. When you sign up to them, you're telling them to listen to you all the time.
Yeah.
And the same goes, what's happening to children is, I don't know whether you watch that thing on network called The Social Network. It's a really interesting documentary about how they target children with advertising. They are listening to the children. When two kids are talking about the latest pair of Nike runners, all of a sudden they go onto social media and an ad will come up for those particular runners they were after. They're targeting children constantly with videos. They're targeting them with diet pills. They're targeting them with, you know, makeup to make them look nicer. They're targeting them with all sorts of clothes, everything.
That's another thing as well.
It's targeted at every age group.
Yep.
Yeah. But like, it's like even kids nowadays, like the clobber that they're wearing, you know what I mean? Like, they're all dressed up to the nines, like in all these fair pairs of tracksuit bottoms and tracksuits in general and stuff like that. Like, these teenagers now.
All bought online.
But what I'd love to know is why the parents buying it for them. I don't, like, you know, to me it's just right, you know, good old Jacko has this tracksuit and Billy has these pair of runners. Why can't I, you know, have these pairs? And I understand the pressure that parents are under. But you have to, you can't be a sheep, you know. Like, I think you have to just stand out and just tell your child,
okay,
this is why we're not going to go. This is why you're not.
Okay, wait, somebody just texted in Eddie and said, why didn't Eddie just take the phones off them?
Because they're not my kids.
Oh,
right. They're my nephews and nieces. I can't take their stuff off them. But what I will say to you, my other niece, she's about 2.5, and she was in the house there the other day. She was talking with an American accent. And this is just watching stuff on YouTube.
I've heard.
She's coming out with words and phrases, and I'm just going, they're not Irish Dublin slang. Like, and I went, oh, that's...
Yeah, no, I've heard that as well. I'm sorry, I run out of time, all of you, but I've heard that as well. I've heard them, you know, these young kids nowadays particularly, and all of a sudden they have this American twanger. Do that thing with their voice where it goes up an octave at the end of every sentence. So, you know, I was out with her... And she was saying to me, do you remember? Oh, I'm going, you're not American. Will you stop putting on an accent? Kids do this now, and like this. And yeah, it's because they're on social media all the time and they're talking to Americans and all sorts of people. Anyway, getting back to mobile phones for a few minutes and social media, let me go to Mickey. Hopefully I get him this time. Mickey, hi, how are you?
Niall, how's it going? No chat.
It's been a while, Mickey. And I couldn't get you there earlier on. I don't know, for some reason.
It's Gidor. I told you, it's Gidor. we're the forgotten county of Ireland, sure, haven't we?
Well, absolutely, absolutely.
We're the forgotten county. How's things with yourself?
Oh, not bad, Mickey. You know yourself, as they say in Ireland, you know, we're just motoring on every day. Take every day like a new day.
Take it as it is, yeah.
So you've three boys. How old are they,
Mickey? We've three boys, two girls now. The girls are oldest. Well, it'll be my stepdaughters. One will be turning 18 in February. And last week she was actually diagnosed with ASD.
Oh, no.
Autism spectrum disorder. Well, in fairness, it's something that we've known since she's a young girl. I'm with her mum since she's 14. Obviously, as I call him, the sperm donor has never been involved.
Right.
But it's something we've known for a long time. It's taken up until now for her to be diagnosed. Next girl then, she'd be 16. And the boys then, one is about to turn a teenager in a couple of months. And the other is 10 and 6.
Right, okay. So the 10-year, let's talk about the 10-year-old and the 13-year-old for the moment.
No phones. They don't have phones. No phones. No, not a chance of having.
Okay, nope. Good man. You've resisted.
Well, look, as I said, the two girls, obviously, I'm only their stepdad. So, look, I go to their mum and says, right, random check on their phones there or their tablets or whatever on. Go in and do a random check. And luckily enough, there's nothing ever found untoward, but I make sure to push that thing. And I always says, no, they won't have phones until they're 16, and then that, they won't be on Facebook or anything.
Yeah. And the 16-year-old you have, the girl, is she on social media?
She is on Instagram.
Okay.
I'm not even on Instagram. The only thing I have is Facebook, and that's how I met her mum.
Okay. Well,
I was a Bebo head, and I was forced into, will you get onto Facebook? It's the new thing I've done, and I ended up meeting their mum through Facebook. I'll make sure that the mother
Should it be banned for children, say, even under 16? Should it be banned? Illegal?
I think 16 under, but I think it's like I've said before about things like this, it's down to parenting.
But what happens when the 13-year-old, when he comes to you?
Yeah.
Because he started secondary school now, I assume.
No, because obviously when we moved him up here from Dublin, with him having no Irish, we kept him back.
Till he was six, yeah.
Because it's all Australia here, so we kept him back a class, and it was a junior infancy was in by the time we kept him back.
Okay, so he's going in secondary next year.
So next year. Yeah.
Okay, so what are you going to do when he goes into secondary school next year and he comes home and he goes, you know, Dad, everyone in the class has a mobile phone, and they will, and you're now under pressure because he wants to be part of that peer group. He doesn't want to be left out. He doesn't want to be the one that doesn't have the phone. He doesn't want to be the one that's not on the WhatsApp group or the one that's not looking at TikTok videos. You know, so
no, I tell them straight, and I've had this discussion with my partner, so I just tell him no. He had to have a PlayStation there, obviously he's into the Fortnite and that, and I allow him to have group chats a certain night, you know, on a little party with some of his friends, and I make sure I do come up and listen in and see who's he chatting and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Is he limited to the amount of time he can play the PlayStation, or is that kind of just at the weekends, or what? How does that work?
Well, I try and limit them, but the mother can be kind of lenient when it comes to, you know, when I'm not around.
Like, I know, I know.
You know, it's daddy.
You need a team effort in those situations. Yeah, you're the bad guy. You're good cop, bad cop.
Bad guy. When daddy comes in, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But here's the thing, Mickey, you know, and you are right, and that's, I think that's good parenting, but here's the thing, you know, it's destroying children's lives.
I see it myself. As I said, I'm only on Facebook. And like, I click on, maybe when I'm sitting waiting for the kids to come out of school, I love a flick through, and you come up to the new thing, Reels or something is on it.
And shorts and Reels,
Most of them are coming up now, and it's all you see is asses in your faces. Do you know what I mean? Someone putting their hoop out, shaking them in your face. And I'm like,
kids nowadays are not really interested in Facebook.
Coming up the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know what I mean, and I've obviously seen a lot of stuff. I'm on, there's a couple of groups that I follow on Facebook, as they it's the like the paedophile hunters. I can't remember the exact names and that.
Yeah.
But most of them are catching people, and it's all through social media.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the, and it's not, you're using decoys, and it's not the decoys going looking for them. It's the actual, these other people are going, trying to hunt them down.
Yeah.
Hunting down underage kids,
it's good,
and vulnerable kids.
It's
you
good
know?
To see these guys getting caught as well.
Oh, I give them a round of applause, and I do sit and watch them, and I know a lot of them, but there's been a few, there's a lot of them, I think, in England and that.
Yeah.
But there's been a few, we won't mention names, obviously, RTE related as well. He
that's
was
right, he was caught. He's in jail now. He's in jail.
He's in jail, that's right, and I remember watching that live.
Yeah, yeah.
So I do, you know. But no, when it comes, I think it's down to parenting, and I know it's very hard, because obviously with our eldest daughter, as I said, she's finally been diagnosed, but we've had a hard time. We're obviously trying to get her to go to school and that, and my missus say, oh, look, we're knocking off the internet, and all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
All hell will break loose then when the internet's cut off, and it's not just affecting her then, it's affecting the rest of the children. Like, oh, well, we didn't do nothing. Why is the internet turned off for us? And
yeah.
You know, it's, look, I say it's down to parenting, and it's not easy.
Yeah.
It isn't easy at all, you know. No one's a perfect parent.
No, you don't get a book with a kid, you know what I mean? You are right.
Of course not. Every kid is different as well, you know.
Yeah. Stay there just for a second. Let me go to Tara as well. Tara, hi, how are you?
Hi, good, how are you?
Yeah, you heard Mickey there. And, you know, I think that's good parenting. He's 13-year-old, still not on social media yet, still hasn't got a smartphone, and he's not going to give it to him.
Yeah, no, I think that's super good parenting, in my opinion, anyway. I know I went on social media when I was really young. I was only about 13. It just come out.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents obviously know nothing about it. So they were like, oh, yeah, off you go. Go ahead. On your line you go, you know. And I remember being 16 and you're adding on all of these people in your year group and their friends of friends because you want to be cool. You want to have all the followers that you can get on these things.
Yeah, and I remember friends of friends and friends of friends just for the sake of it back when social media just
came. That's right, Jay. It's all about affirmation. Sorry, go ahead, Tara.
Texting a 23-year-old when I was 16 and I had a Snapchat location on. He showed up outside my house. He was like, are you hopping in for a ride?
Oh, no.
And I was like, I don't know how to tell my mom there's a random guy outside my house, you know, and I'm only 16. And like, he knew I was 16, obviously, but like, you have all of these people texting you.
What a weirdo.
Thinking they're just going to text you and stuff. And I didn't have a clue what was happening. No,
and did you tell, at the time, did you tell your parents? There's a 23-year-old outside the house looking for me.
If I told them, I would have been taken offline. And that's the year, like, oh no, if I tell them that, you can't find out, you know what I mean? And I think it's one of the most dangerous platforms this teenager can be on. I know a girl who lost her life due to being bullied online. And like,
so do I, actually. I know a young girl lost her life.
It should not be let up to under 18-year-olds. I honestly don't think that anybody should have Snapchat or Instagram until they're 18 years of age.
And what about TikTok? I mean, we've seen the tragedy of that girl dying in Clare this week on Monday. Because of a challenge on TikTok.
Like, in TikTok, I had loads of videos getting put up. But that when I was 18, like, the videos that you're doing, because everyone you're following is 18. But I had little kids liking my videos that shouldn't be, like, seeing what I was putting up or typing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was like, what are you even doing on a phone? I know my little cousin has it, and she's only 7. And even at that, I sit there and I'm like, why does she have TikTok? Like, does she see so much that she shouldn't see? Like, my little sister came out of school one of the days twerking because one of the girls seen on TikTok, and she's only 10. And I was like,
parents think that's kind of funny or something. I don't think it's funny to see a child behaving like an adult. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, not at all. It's making all the teenagers grow up too quickly these days. I see girls out in the street, they're 14, they're drinking, they're having the vape. When I was 14, I still play with dolls. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. How old are you now, by the way, Tara? How old are you?
I'm 22 now.
Okay. So you've gone through the whole, you're in that generation that's gone through social media. And I find it interesting to talk to you because I kind of look at TikTok now and again, I was saying earlier on, because I find it when I go to bed, sometimes my brain is going mad because I've been talking all night. So I can't go asleep. And I look at TikTok just after I have a shower, hop into bed, look at TikTok for 10 or 20 minutes, whatever it is. Some of the videos are so inappropriate for a child, not for me because I'm an adult. Obviously, I can decide to swipe past it. But for a child, they'd be inappropriate.
It's so inappropriate. And even when you're a kid, you want to stay up on your phone and talk to your friend as long as you can. I remember not going to bed until 6 a.m. some nights, and I'd be back up at school 8 a.m. Like, it's so unhealthy for your mental health as well. Like, as you get older, you start unfollowing all those randomers you were following. You're like, why was I following these people? And it makes girls so insecure about themselves. Oh, it's nothing about it is okay, I don't think. Like, if I didn't need it for my job, I wouldn't be on social media. I think it's one of the most toxic things that could have been released, and it's damaging so many kids' mental health.
Yeah.
Like, kids' attention spans have just gone through the roof because they're just swiping through TikTok, watching videos.
Yeah, like, and I said to people earlier on, only for I'm in the media, I use social media, obviously, to get listeners and promote the show and put up clips of the show. So we use social media to the best of its ability, right? But if I wasn't in the media, I wouldn't use it. I hate it. I actually hate it so much. But
I think you're so depressed. If you sit there flicking through videos all day, what have you done with your day? You spent 4 hours lying in bed swiping through TikToks that mean absolutely nothing. And it's just negative things after negative things.
Oh, yeah.
After negative.
Negative.
I sit there and you're like, why am I looking at this?
There's like a girl. I watched a girl on it the other night. And it was, she had obviously has bulimia. And you could see her bones, her hips. And she was like, she's millions of followers. And she looks so unwell. God bless her. She should be in hospital, right? And some of the comments said that you should be in a hospital, right? But I'm looking at people liking her videos. And her mom records the videos of her dancing. And
yeah,
she and I'm saying there's young girls, particularly, who will watch this and think, is that what we should look like? You know what I mean?
I remember really young and looking at it, and I'm like, well, so many of my friends and myself all developed eating disorders from looking at girls on Instagram going, well, I have to be skinnier than that. I have to be skinnier. And that was the whole thing that went in my head. Me and my friends would count the calories when we were 14 because of social media. Like, that's not something you should be doing until you're like 18 going to the gym, you know what I mean? Like, super unhealthy stuff. Or like, I really don't think it's good on kids, especially, but teenagers even. I really don't think
I find that mind-blowing that at 14 you were counting calories.
Like, it's not okay. Like,
we didn't even know what a calorie was at 14. So,
I know. Like,
you know?
Social media has affected my life so much. Like, so much. Like, you think it's okay. Like, especially teenage lads. They have access to porn and people posting their, like, booty pics all the time. It's caused so many problems in relationships.
Of course it is. Like, because young lads, 14, 15 years of age, when they're starting to get sexualized and discover themselves, and then all of a sudden they have access to porn that I certainly would have, best I ever had, one of my mates went to London when he was 13 and bought a porn magazine and we thought we were made up for life, right? To see the first time we had ever seen a naked woman. But I the kids nowadays have access to hardcore pornography at 14 years of age. So they grow up with this unrealistic expectation of women.
I think it's actually getting worse as the years are going on because they're getting younger and getting shown this straight away and they're expecting it. Like, I remember everyone in my year group was sending each other penis pictures around. And there was a whole group chat on girls' nudes that have been screenshotted by the lads and thrown into one group chat. And they're all like, oh, look, I got this girl's nudes. That wouldn't have happened 20 years ago. I always say to my mom, like, mom, dating is much different these days. I was like, because it's literally, you text a guy and you go, oh, he's really cute. All of a sudden you get dick pics sent to you and you're like, what?
And did you ever feel pressure, Tara, when you were on social media as you got a bit older, 16 or 17? To send pictures back to these lads who were sending you dick pics or whatever it was they were sending you. Did you ever feel pressure to do that?
Yeah, I did. But girls in my year group were like putting pictures of them up in their underwear on the story because guys were going to swipe up. Like, they were sending, putting these up for like 500 people to see and the guys were swiping up and like texting them and everything. It has actually just ruined society, I really think. Like, a couple of years ago, there's like, if you grew up years ago, I don't know how old, but like even 10 years ago, like, you're not exposed to all the stuff we're exposed to now. Like, it's absolutely mental. Like, you can't text anybody normally these days. People expect you to answer the phone 24/7. Like, I know my mom knocked for her friends growing up, and she'd knock on the door and go down the road. They get to see each other every evening, catch up on the whole day. When you go to your friends' day, you've nothing to talk about because you've been sending them messages all day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I'm blown away. And thank you for the insight that you're giving me coming from a young person. You would have a better insight to it all. Do you think, just finally, in relation to the question we asked at the very start, do you think if it was possible, do you think we should ban people under the age of 18 from social media?
100%. I think everybody under 18 should be banned, and you should have to take a picture of your passport or something like that.
Like you do with Revolut or any of those, yeah.
Yeah, you should have to do that to sign up to Instagram because so many people are going to pretend they're older than they are. Like, it's not right. I definitely think that there should be an ID thing scanned to get social media.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.